Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Kate Alexander of the Gazette. We wanted to talk a little bit today about the departure of Senator E.J. Pipkin. They do have to replace him, and also somebody has to be elected to be his successor. What can you tell us about all of this?
Well, I guess we could start with his replacement. I mean, the four counties that he represents, Caroline, Cecil, Kent, and Queen Anne's, have 30 days to come up with either one name among them or one name from each of them to send to the governor to put someone else in his seat and finish out his term to the next election. Once they do that, O'Malley has 15 days to pick his replacement. And it seems from the folks I'm speaking to that all eyes are kind of focused on that right now, because that will happen before they'll pick his replacement as Senate Minority Leader. This replacement of senators or delegates in the past has been a little contentious. I mean, in 2010 and 3B, you know, the committee sent different names to the governor, and he picked one, and there was some contention among the GOP that maybe the governor picked the weaker candidate. So what I'm hearing out of at least his colleagues in the Senate is that they're hoping one name will go forward to the governor.
And then there's the issue of who'll take his role in the Senate.
So, of course, they'll have to pick who is going to serve as Senate Minority Leader at least through the end of the term and possibly even choose again once the election happens. And my understanding is we've got definitely one. Senator Edward Riley has said he wants to be chosen. He is currently the whip. He served as whip to Pipkin, and he says he's been doing a good job doing that. And he pointed to the pattern that's happened in the past where the whip tends to move up and become the minority leader. So he's looking at that. But there's also been some mentioning that David Brinkley, who was minority leader in the past, could look to try and become minority leader again.
What does Senator Brinkley say about that?
Well, Senator Brinkley kind of deflected the question when I put it to him directly and said something along the lines of, everyone's got time to get together and figure this out, and right now we're just trying to figure out who's going to replace Senator Pipkin.
There are not that many high-ranking members of the GOP at all. They need leadership, and actually what they had was E.J. Pipkin.
Right. At least some of the colleagues in the caucus, the 12-member Senate Republican caucus, are kind of looking back to Brinkley. I know when I spoke to Senator Chris Schenck, he's saying, you know, Brinkley's been battle-tested in this role. He's been an effective leader for Senate Republicans in the past and can do it again. And Riley, of course, is saying, you know, I've been serving alongside Pipkin as whip, and I've been doing a good job and should move forward. So, I mean, we could end up with something slightly contentious going on there, though Schenck kind of estimated, to me that he doesn't expect as much controversy replacing Pipkin as minority leader as there will be replacing him as senator.
It's important, I mean, because E.J. Pipkin was an important member of the Senate, not just of the Republican contingent at the Senate. So it's important for the whole state to see what goes on here.
Yeah, I think a lot of eyes are going to be turned onto this race for sure, because he not only, is he leaving that position, but you also have his committee position that's going up for grabs as well. And finance is one of the key committees that covers, you know, things like transportation, economic development, even health care, which is going to be coming through with the Affordable Care Act. So his role in the Senate is quite important.
Very good points, Kate. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For Kate Alexander, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.